Chapter 20. The Count was silent for a moment. Ventress found herself utterly calm as they faced each other, looking to all the various dignitaries and power players as if nothing in the universe were amiss. Dooku sighed.
It was an unfortunate decision to return, my dear. I will make sure to tie off this loose end this time.
The same words she had said to Voss were close enough. Ventress wondered if she had picked up the phrase from her old teacher. She made a tisk-tisk sound.
My, my. That's not very humanitarian of you, is it? Besides, you won't kill me here. Not so publicly.
She knew she was right, and that the words would only irritate him further. His mellifluous voice was sharp as he snapped.
What is it that you want?
I'm done chasing you. I want a fair fight, nothing more. Tonight, meet me on the Overlook. Let's end it, one way or another.
End it, I most certainly... Ah, Governor, thank you for attending.
Oh, it is such an honor!
Enthused the Aqualish, shaking Dooku's hand vigorously. He was dressed in a crisp uniform, weighed down by medals and epaulets, and his arachnid-like tusks were white and polished.
The honor is all mine,
Dooku replied politely, then turned to greet the governor's wife. Overcome with shyness, she ducked her bald head and averted her enormous black eyes. Ventress took the opportunity to melt back into the crowd. A conveniently large Faline, who reminded Ventress strongly of the guards she'd fought at the Black Sun Fortress, proved a good shield from Dooku's sight. She watched her former master closely as he finally extricated himself from his admirers long enough to remove a comlink and speak into it. Ventress didn't bother to hide her smile of victory as she glided out of the room.
General?
The voice belonged to Count Dooku. From his perch on an overhang, Voss muttered a triumphant, "Yes!" Grievous's unique, raspy voice replied,
"Yes, my lord."
It hadn't been difficult for Voss to determine where the center security hub was, and it had been even easier for him to eliminate the droid guards at either end of the hall.
The betrayer Ventress is here. Meet me on the Overlook.
"Yes, master."
Grievous replied instantly, and a second later,
"Let's move!"
The clones sometimes called enemy droids clankers, and Voss thought it a particularly apt term as Grievous and three battle droids clanked out of the security room. Voss somersaulted down, drawing his lightsaber as he landed on his feet. He slashed at the door controls, sending sparks flying as he sealed the door shut. A blaster bolt whizzed past him. He sensed it coming and dodged, whirling to parry the next round of fire. He let the momentum carry him forward, slicing off the head of a battle droid. It issued a squeaking cry of surprise, firing harmlessly upward, then toppled to the floor. Voss maneuvered so that Grievous was between him and the remaining two droids, who looked at each other, trying to decide if they could get off a clear shot without harming their commander. While they hesitated, Voss shot out his hand, fingers splayed hard. Even as Grievous reached for the two lightsabers at his waist, they flew into Voss's grip.
"You won't be needing these," Voss said pleasantly.
Grievous, who had a deplorable lack of a sense of humor, bellowed and charged, as Voss had anticipated. Almost leisurely, Voss stepped to the side and sliced upward with his lightsaber, severing the general's left hand at the wrist. The mechanical limb dropped to the floor, comlink still clutched in its metal fingers.
"Sorry,"
Voss said, picking up the comlink and waggling it at the infuriated Grievous.
"Need this, too. Can't have you contacting the Count now, can we?"
Like an insect rearing up, Grievous spread all four arms wide, then charged. Voss met him halfway. The two clashed in midair. Grievous was the heavier, and his momentum carried them back toward the wall. Laughing sadistically, Grievous closed both right hands around Voss's throat. He threw Voss hard, intending to slam him down into the unyielding stone of the walkway.
Grievous's mistake was in letting Voss out of his grasp, and Voss landed in an easy crouch. Springing up, he turned.
"I'd stay and kill you," he told the cyborg, "but I'm short on time today."
Realizing they had a clear shot, the battle droids opened fire with renewed enthusiasm. Voss batted away the screaming red bolts, giving Grievous a cheery wave as he slammed his hand into the controls of the last door. He slipped through just as it closed, and then ensured it would remain so by frying the controls on the opposite side. He paused to enjoy the pleasant sound of Grievous bellowing and banging on the walls, and lingered long enough to hear one of the battle droids obviously trying to open the door say,
"Uh-oh."
The entire fight had lasted less than 60 seconds. Mission 1 accomplished. Now for Dooku. Ventress leaned on the Overlook's stone railing, where earlier Dooku had given his effusively hypocritical acceptance speech. Night had fallen, but the sky was far from dark. Lavish fireworks cast illuminations of every hue imaginable, their booms echoing. As the Count had sensed her earlier, so Ventress sensed him now as he approached. A cold darkness, not inviting as the night was, but sinister and ugly. Not for the first time, Ventress wondered how it was that she had all but worshipped this man. She continued to stare upward at the bursting fireworks, the night air stirring the long skirt of her dress and her pale short hair.
"Care for a drink?"
Surprised, she turned and saw that Dooku held two glasses. He extended one to her.
"Alderaanian wine. An excellent vintage, and rather hard to come by these days."
Ventress didn't even dignify the offer with a response. Rare vintage or not, the Sleemo had probably poisoned it. And even if he hadn't, she would die before sharing a drink with him. She turned away again, and he shrugged, sipping from the glass he had offered her and placing the second one on the railing.
"Such a pity, you and I,"
he mused, looking up at the fireworks as he swirled the wine absently in one hand.
"We had the entire galaxy before us. But it was just not meant to be, my frailed apprentice."
Ventress was done with condescending banter. She was more than ready to fight with her lightsaber, not her sharp tongue.
"You destroyed my life," she snarled. "My people!"
A little half-smile parted his beard.
"Even now you display why you failed time and again. It was foolish for you to have come alone. I would never have made such a grave error."
He clicked his comlink, smirking as he said,
"General?"
Silence. Yes. The readiness was tightly wound within Ventress, about to burst free into the most fiercely joyous fight of her life.
"General?"
A worried note had crept into Dooku's voice. Ventress smiled slowly, savoring it. Behind them came the unmistakable sound of a lightsaber humming to life. Dooku whirled. Turning toward him, Ventress saw with a satisfaction as deep as space that the color had drained from his face.
"Looks like I learned something after all," she drawled.
"A Jedi?"
Oh, this moment was truly to be relished. Ventress didn't think she'd ever seen Dooku so nonplussed. Then even more incredulously,
"Voss?"
Voss gave a laconic shrug.
"I'm a little surprised about it myself, Count."
Dooku looked from him to Ventress, and then, strangely it seemed to her, affected a look of utter unconcern.
"You will never take me alive."
And then he actually sipped his wine. Voss was still smiling. It wasn't a pleasant smile, but Ventress's heart soared to see it. She took a step away from the railing and brushed back her skirt with one hand, reaching for her lightsaber, while Dooku's attention was on her partner.
"We aren't planning to," Voss said, and he charged.
Dooku, still trying to comprehend the situation, was taken aback, but only for an instant.
he found time to carefully set down his glass of Alderaanian wine while drawing his lightsaber. Ventress swung, but the Count ducked. He leapt between the two of them, kicking out at Voss while blocking Ventress's strike with his crimson lightsaber, almost dancing between his two enemies so that they had to guard against injuring each other as they sought to slay him. Ventress cursed under her breath, executing a backflip while kicking off the ridiculous high heels. With the connection they had forged, Voss immediately picked up on her tactic, moving for a better position from which to press the attack. As he did so, Dooku struck him. It was only a glancing blow across Voss's left side, but he jerked, and in the blue light of the exploding fireworks, Ventress saw his face contort first with pain, then harden into hatred. "Pain," she mused, "makes us strong." And she knew much of pain. Snarling, Ventress charged at Dooku, reveling in the strength of her muscles as she dealt strike after strike. Her old master parried expertly, but she forced him back. He dodged to one side, just as Ventress realized she had overextended. Dooku's left hand clamped down on her right wrist, and he brought up his own lightsaber. It was Ventress's turn to seize his arm and hold the scarlet blade at bay. For an instant, the two, their faces only centimeters apart, stared into each other's eyes in a mockery of lovers. Then Dooku heaved her up and sent her sprawling. Unable to catch herself in time, Ventress landed heavily with a grunt. Enraged, Voss charged Dooku from behind. The Sith Lord whirled, catching Voss's strike with his own weapon and twisting his wrist to parry. Voss countered with a feint that caused Dooku's chest to be unguarded and dived for the kill. Dooku twisted out of the lightsaber's path, but for the first time since the fight began, Ventress saw awkwardness.
"You fight well for a Jedi, Voss,"
Dooku said.
"I had a good teacher,"
Voss retorted. He jerked his chin in Ventress's direction as she got to her feet and began to circle Dooku. Even as he spoke the words, Ventress realized what a mistake it was.
"Ventress?"
Dooku's brows rose as he eyed her.
"I see."
She adjusted her grip on her lightsaber.
"Voss,"
she warned, shouting over the explosions in the sky.
"Focus! Remember what I told you!"
Ventress didn't dare be more specific. The less Dooku knew, the better. Voss's brown eyes narrowed, and with an incoherent cry, he charged. But the dynamic had shifted. Ventress could feel it. Dooku no longer appeared the least bit unsettled. He looked like a man who had drawn a winning card in a sabacc game. Ventress felt a chill that had nothing to do with the crisp night air or the light gown she wore. He stood tall, imposing, and as Voss raced toward him, Dooku didn't flinch. He lowered his sword and extended his hand. Voss rose in the air, and then Dooku shoved, sending the Jedi slamming into one of the pillars. The Count turned, almost nonchalantly, performing the same maneuver with Ventress. The wind was knocked out of her, and she couldn't breathe. Stubbornly, using her hate the way she had told Voss to do, she summoned energy to push herself up to a kneeling position, still clutching her lightsaber. Dooku's lip curled in a manner that might have been a smile or a snarl. Abruptly, Ventress found herself dangling in the air as he whirled her around behind him and then threw her down like a spoiled child discarding a disliked toy. The pain was excruciating, but Ventress remained conscious long enough to see that Dooku wasn't yet done. She could only watch helplessly as she slid headfirst into the unyielding stone of a meticulously carved bench. The world went white, and she knew nothing more.